name is Brian Fonville. I am running for external vice president, student body external vice president. I'm currently a sophomore. I'll be a junior next year. And I'm a finance and economics major. And my freshman year, I served as a student senator. It used to be student congress, but that's the equivalent of what it is today. And this past year, I've served as the chief of staff to the EVP, worked alongside Alan Marshall, and really helped him accomplish his vision for the office. So. And I also serve, this isn't government related, but on the Honor Council.
Okay. So tell us why you would be the best person for this job.
Okay. Well, I feel like I have a lot of experience, obviously, having served in the office for a year. I've had been able to build a lot of relationships with Waco community leaders, city leaders. We've met with the mayor frequently to discuss things we're doing here at Baylor, things she's doing out in the community, and things that she'd like to see us do together. That's how we came up with the coalition idea, if you remember, that we had the Coal Plant Educational Forum. That was a big issue here at Waco and at Baylor, and so trying to spread awareness about that issue. And then also, should I just talk a little bit about what we've done? Well, last semester we had a Beyond Leadership Community Summit, brought together Waco leaders with Baylor leaders to talk about meaningful community involvement, how to get Baylor students outside of the bubble. And so that's one of the things that we really, that was our first big initiative that we got out of the way and did really set a precedent, I think, for the rest of the year. We also started the Alumni Mentor Program, which pairs Baylor, it's a pilot program, so you know, it's not very big. It's about 15 students. Pair them with local Baylor alumni in their same major to get them, you know, a feel for what you can do with your major once you graduate and how you can use that major to impact the community in a positive way. And so that's something I plan on continue doing. We also continue the LEAF program, which was started by previous external vice presidents. I don't remember how far that goes back, but it's a great program. And what that does, I don't know how familiar you are, but it it seeks to help housekeeping learn English. And so you don't have to know any Spanish. You just go in. In fact, they encourage you not to speak Spanish at all if you know. Did I say English? You don't have to know any Spanish. Sorry. And so, you know, that's a great opportunity for housekeepers and, you know, impacts the community in a positive way. And then also this Saturday, we're actually hosting a conference of private universities with schools like SMU, TCU, Southwestern, to talk about alumni funding, diversity initiatives. And so that'll be taking place this Saturday in the BSB. So that's some of the big things that we've done. And I'll talk about, I guess I'll just talk about what I plan to do with the office.
That's actually a perfect segue into the next question.
Well, I really want to keep the momentum that we've started this year. All the programs that I listed before, I really plan to continue. One thing I forgot to mention was in a couple of months, an upperclassman scholarship website will be uploaded, and upperclassmen will have access to this. Katie Weiss actually started this when she was EVP. She kind of started the push, and we kind of followed through after her. But any departmental scholarship that upperclassmen are qualified for will be located in the centralized website. Because really, after your freshman year, you don't have access to scholarships, or you have to know someone that knows someone to be able to get have access to those. And so we've centralized those, working with financial aid, and that'll go up in a couple of months. And so that's something we're really excited about. But I plan to, you know, keep pushing initiatives like that. And so my basic platform, I talk about, I emphasize the continuity of leadership. Should I be EVP, you know, there'd be a much smoother transition between the things that Alan and I have done and then the things that I plan to do. As far as continuing programs, I know the ins and outs of everything that we've done. I've met basically everyone that Alan has met, and so I've learned a lot from that experience. And then also I plan to increase Baylor athletic attendance. And the way I remember the A&M game, and I remember how much Maroons I saw, and it kind of frustrated me. I mean, it's good to see a sellout stadium, but I'd like to see more gold. Mm-hmm. And so I plan to work with the Baylor Athletic Department, the Baylor Marketing Department, to come up with different promotional ideas so that we can get more community attendance at Baylor athletic events. I feel like sporting events are the only time that a lot of community members interact with Baylor, and so I want to make that as a positive experience as possible by getting as many community members there filling the seats as we can. So I think sports kind of rallies a city around the college, and so that's one of the things that, you know, I really want to improve Baylor's image out in the community as far as sporting events is concerned. Also, when we've met with the mayor on occasion, we always talk about downtown development. And it seems like, you know, nothing's ever making progress. But they are making progress. They have drawings, which will be coming out shortly. So I plan to continue to push for downtown development, working with the mayor. Alan will actually be working with the Chamber of Commerce next year. So I plan to work alongside the Chamber of Commerce to bring in new business to Waco, you know, give Baylor students something to do. I mean, there's always the notion that there's nothing to do in Waco, and so I want to help change that, you know, create more cultural events, encourage existing businesses to, you know, to really sponsor joint efforts to create things for Baylor students to do on the weekends. And so that's one of the big things that I want to do. And then also this final thing, we've talked a lot this year about creating meaningful service opportunities. And we've talked a lot about it, but looking back, I don't know if we've really, I don't know how much of the impact we've made as far as getting students outside the bubble. And so next year I plan to take that to the next step. I want to bring local agencies in. After your freshman year, after Welcome Week, there's really not a community service fair of some kind where agencies are saying, hey, you know, look at us. You know, find your passion and get involved. And so I want to have something around, you know, right at the beginning of first semester to bring in upperclassmen and give them an opportunity in case they missed it during Welcome Week. And really give them an opportunity to talk with local agencies about what kind of work they do in the community and opportunities for them to get involved. And so that's just, I'd say my biggest passion is getting students involved in service opportunities and involvement in the community. And so that's what my focus would be. I'd be community focused, and in that same line as community focused, faith focused. You know, really, really increasing faith-based community outreach. So working with local churches to set that up, talking with local pastors about what they do in the community, and connecting Baylor students with that.
What are some of the problems facing Baylor students?
Some of the problems? Well, the external vice president deals with Waco and Baylor issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so there obviously are, as I mentioned, Baylor students tend to have the notion that there's nothing to do in Waco. And so from an external position, I think that would be probably one of the main issues facing Baylor students. And then also how the alumni mentor program is kind of a first step in the right direction as far as making sure that Baylor students can have opportunities or already start to network while they're here with people in a similarly related field, so that once they graduate, they have employment opportunities after graduation. So that would also be working with career services, and they already do a great job of having a career fair every year. So.
What are some other ways you think can get Baylor students more involved?
Someone, you know, found them a place to serve. Because I know it's a lot easier if you have some kind of motivation or if someone's, you know, saying, hey, we'd really like your help, as opposed to, you know, no one approaching you and just finding it on your own. And so I hope this answers your question. But, you know, if we could create some kind of, I think the fair would have a lot to do with that. Just, you know, signing an interest sheet saying, you know, I'm interested, give me a call if you need help. And so I think today's college student would be more likely to serve if there was a genuine effort on the part of the agency saying, hey, look, we really need. Okay. Well, I feel like I have that's always an interesting question because you can come across as arrogant and cocky, and I don't want to come across that way, but I feel like I have I'm very organized, motivated, and disciplined, and I think that shows in what we've done this year. We've set goals and you know, set out ways to achieve those goals, and so I mean, one of the things I've really learned from Alan is the importance of having a vision, because without a vision, the people perish, and that's one of the big things that Alan always says over and over again is, I've really learned that from him, this importance of not just thinking short-term, but thinking long-term. So, you know, EVPs down the line, you know, where will they be with what I've done today or what we've done this year? And so that's one of the things I've worked on this past year. As far as at the beginning of the year, I don't really think I had that visionary outlook, but you know, now I feel like I've really turned that around to where I'm always looking long term and short term. But aside from that, I'm fairly smart. I feel like I definitely feel like I'm well qualified for the position just from experience alone, and I love talking with people, love meeting new people, and so those would be some of the strengths that I would emphasize.
What do you do to stay in touch with students?
Well, actually, right now I serve as a mentor in the Leadership Living Learning Center. I lead a biweekly mentor group focusing on spiritual development within the context of Christian leadership. And so that's been a great asset for me, I think, to really stay in touch with students, especially freshmen, because freshmen come in with new ideas, you know, a blank sheet, and really, you know, a new outlook on things. And so that's probably one of the better experiences I've had this year is leading that group. I've learned so much in small group settings just from you know, what works and what doesn't work, and what students are interested in, and how to mold leaders, mold future leaders, so that, you know, this class leads us to the next level. You know, investing time in freshmen, and so that's one way I keep in touch with students. I also live on the hall in the dormitory, Allen Residence Hall. So it definitely it keeps me youthful, I guess.
What, in your opinion, is the role of student government?
Students serving students. That's the motto of student government. Unfortunately, I don't know if it's always been the case, but I definitely think that's something that should be strived towards, is achieving that. You know, if that's your mission statement, then that's what you should always be pushing towards. And so the external vice president role would be serving students outside the community, promoting Baylor, you know, outside of the campus. And so I think, yeah, students serving students is because some students, if you're going to be in student government, you really have to volunteer that kind of amount of time for something that, you know, maybe doesn't directly benefit you but benefits other students, is something I think that's admirable.
What could be done to make students more aware of student government and to get them more involved in student government?
Okay. Well, this past year, our office created, or really pushed for, the creation of a press secretary. So that's one of the things that came from Alan's long-term vision. Was, you know, if we're going to be transparent and really let students know what we're doing, we need to have a press secretary. And so we had an interview process for that and selected the press secretary, Ashley Lentiman, who's been great. And we've also sought out a partnership with the BIN to make sure that students have somewhere where they can access what we're doing. They post proposed legislation online, and then different press releases that come out from the student government press secretary. So that's one way that students can become aware of what student government is doing. And then aside from that, the EVP actually, the press secretary falls within the EVP office. And so any kind, now promoting what student government is doing has become a responsibility of the press secretary. And so I think it would just be working alongside the press secretary to come up with different ways to let students know what student government is doing. I know in the past years they've had they would set a table up, I think, in the sub, and they'd have like a chalking thing where you could come by, and if you had an idea, you'd write it down, and student government would, you know, take on that idea if they thought, you know, it was something that needed to be handled. And so maybe bringing that back could be some way for students to get to be involved in student government, but not necessarily involved.
Well, is there anything else you want to talk about?
I've got a further question. Okay. Your campaign flyer and posters, they kind of center around a Superman derivative emblem.
Mm-hmm.
And you've actually got a poster right outside with, you know, a picture of you with the glasses and you mm-hmm. the shirt. How does that reflect your campaign, your desire? Or is it just a cool idea that you've used to sort of put a name out there for yourself on campus?
Okay, well, I think, thank you for asking that question, because I was actually going to talk about that when you invited it open for any more comments. I think it started out as a cool idea.
Yeah.
But since that time, I mean, I've always been a Superman fan ever since I was a boy. I used to watch the cartoons. And so the more I never read the comic books, I should say, but I, you know, I've always been a Superman fan. And so the more I've come to appreciate the storyline, the more I've seen the Christian symbolism intertwined in the story. You know, how Jesus, or not Jesus, sorry, Superman is the only son of his father, you know, sent to save mankind. And Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, sent to save us from sin. And so Superman had a community focus, and more importantly, Jesus had a community focus. And so I think the tagline says really what I want to do with the office: Faith, Waco, and the Baylor Way, mm-hmm. and integrating all of those into you know, common vision. So yeah. I'm glad you asked that question. I really appreciate it.
Come on.